V1 Echo Papa, V5RJM, how do you copy their email? Check 1-2, 1-2-3.
Yeah, V5RJM, V1 Echo Papa, your sound is loud and clear. For some reason, I can't get into my single message box. I'll have to send Adrian and Scott an email, I guess. I forgot my passcode and that. Okay, I'll try to work on that, I guess. I'll have to re-enter it, I guess. Haven't used it for a while, that's why it probably went into dormant mode there, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. So, anyways, I'll try again to tell you about the rain stopped. It never even started in Kenora here for field days, so we never got any rain all day. And didn't rain until it started raining, and then it was just kind of off and on. It would start up for a few minutes and then stop, and then start up again for a few minutes and stop, and you know, did that for every 20 minutes or so. And so it was doing a good job there. But, you know, we had decent weather, and it was a nice day, you know, for a field day. So, anyways, did I drop out that time there, email?
I was looking at the dashboard. Sounded like I could hear you all the time. You had 31 seconds on the main board, and on Drew's board, it was like 60 seconds or something like that. So I think I didn't lose no communicate. I was looking at the times there on the dashboard. They're over.
Over than you heard it, then it was working. So I'll tell you about Regina there, that I don't think you got the message there. Did you see all the flooding going on social media that's been posted for Regina, the flooding that they had in the streets? Unreal. Something that you'd see in other countries. must have come down really hard, I tell you, in Regina, because I gotta look at some more pictures online. It's pretty crazy. So if I get it, maybe I'll send you a picture, or somebody made a YouTube or something like that of the flooding going on in Regina. Now I'm not sure if Saskatoon got it also or not. They kind of were in the same system there, so we'll have to wait until somebody from there comes on, Pierre or someone else, and give us a weather report there for Saskatoon. But Regina, did they ever get hit hard there? Over.
Yeah, very good, very good. So how many did you get for a turnout there for your field day there? Lots of bodies around, and any guest operators at all, or?
Well, we got about half as what we did from last year, and we expected less, just because of the rain, I guess. I think the rain scared away a lot of people, but but yeah, so we only had about 13, but we had enough for a quorum for a meeting there. So we got that out of the way, and I just can't stop yawning here this morning. Unwinding, I guess. So yeah, usually after field day, it usually takes a couple days for me to straighten back out to normal. It's just that, you know, you're outside all day and in and out of doing things, and yeah, it takes
Yeah, very good. I guess it's, I was supposed to be sending that message to Adrian anyway, I found the beacon box there, so I'm going to send him a message on signal. Anyway, I'll be on the side there, Randy, over.
Yeah, like, I'm sure it's different from our login. Our login is it's quite simple. It refers to our system, so he's probably made up a special name there for your system to log in there. So, but, you know, so I can't really help you out there at this end. So I think the only person you can go to is the go-to man of Adrian there, so. And has he come back from his vacation yet? Over.
Yeah, he's, I think he's back there today, or he'll be back tonight. It's late there now, I would assume. Over.
Whereabouts did he go anyways? Over.
Yeah, he toured all of Europe there for 2 months.
Oh wow, expensive. Well, but oh wow, that would have been such an amazing trip though. Wowzers. Yeah, you know, that's what you gotta go, you know, the flights are long to get there, you know, and you know, it's like same thing, I was thinking about going to Australia, you know, one time, and, you know, you're on the plane for like 15 hours or something like that, I would die, I think, being on the plane cooped up in a can. I don't know. I barely survived the 5.5 hours to Mexico when I went. So overseas, I think that would just drive me around the bend. I don't know. But yeah, when you know get there, you know some places are cheaper than others and so forth. I had a friend of mine that just stayed at hostels, you know, and. Pedaled his way across Europe there for the summer. So that would have been amazing too, you know. Didn't cost him very much for the trip that way. I think his biggest expense was the flights, but besides that, he got away fairly cheap there. So back to you, B1 Echo Papa, B5 RJM.
B5RJM, B1 Echo Papa. I heard till you said you don't know if you could stand to be cooped up in a tin can, and after that you went dead there, sir. And I know you spoke for another almost a minute after that. It has to be my system there, Randy. Over.
Well, maybe where are you connected to? I haven't looked at the dashboards here at all. So, whereabouts are you connected?
Okay. The first thing I did is I connected to the to your All-Star node because you weren't connected to us. I wanted to know how you made out with the. At the field day, and then when I tried to bring up 9029, it come up,